Radhe Radhe, this is a translation of Srila Babaji Maharaj's part on Sri Vilap Kusumanjali on 13th February 2003. Srimad Mahaprabhu appeared in Kali Yuga to deliver us fallen souls. His very dear associate, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, is stating his heartfelt prayer in the 17th vilas of Vilap Kusumanjali. He is saying,
Subhargo mudra tati viradiko tuishya chinnati kritta bahu nakha dalita haridra varpa gori priyangmi charana kamala siva akvada daisya sittam.
Nakhatalita Haridra Garva Gauri. Nakhatalita Haridra means that we are referring to raw turmeric. If we pierce raw turmeric with our nail, then we will find that the turmeric, which is yellow in color, it is tinged with reddish hue. So this redness or this rosiness of the turmeric, it is its pride. It comes out like a splendor. So this is the pride of the raw turmeric. But Radharani's lotus feet, which are golden, they emanate a rosiness, a rosy radiance all around. And that is so much more beautiful that it seems to chastise or put to shame the Nakhadalita Haridra, that is raw turmeric pierced by nail. Oi Radhi, you alaktak rasa, which means that alaktak means alta, yavak, red lac dye. So I repeat that we call the red lac dye as alaktak, alta, yavak. So Srila Raghunath Das Goswami is stating his heartfelt prayer at Srimati Radharani's lotus feet that, Oi Shri Shri Radhe, when will you smear my hands, my arms with the fresh alaktak ras from your lotus feet? When will you put a stamp on me with the beautiful symbols on your lotus feet, that is, under your lotus feet, that is barley, elephant goad, chakra, etc. So when will you put a stamp on me? Me priyang charana kamala sevam ha kada dasyasi. That means that I love to do your charan seva. Massaging your lotus feet is my most favorite seva. And when will you give me this beautiful seva? We have relished the explanation of the last verse for the past 2 days. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami is praying for Varadasya, that is the best servitude, the best seva. And this Varadasya is nothing but the seva of Sri Radharani in Sri Manjari Bhav. This Manjari Bhav is Sriman Mahaprabhu's greatest gift. Our Goswamis have practiced this and preached this Manjari Bhav Sadhana. This is Anarpita Charing Chirat. That is, Sriman Mahaprabhu, he has given to us what Sri Bhagavan has not given in eternal times. So this is a special gift to us in this Kali Yuga. Nobody can glorify this Manjari Seva enough. It is so much wonderful, it is so much blissful. That is why our Srila Prabhudananda Saraswati Pad, he has written.
Tavaikam Sri Radhe Kinata Nam Sri Namam Vitarasan Mohimina Pa Isati Babo Tasri Kamanasan. Hey Radhe.
Oh Radhe, those who are your manjaris, those who are doing your seva, nobody in the universe can touch their glory. When a devotee takes your Namamrita, that is, your Amritam-like name, and says, maybe only twice, Radhe, Radhe, then Srihari, he begins to think that, oh, what should I give him? What gift should I give him? Because his heart becomes so much full of love for that devotee. So he starts wondering like this. Since Madhupati Sri Krishna, Madhupati means the Lord of all sweetnesses, Sri Krishna, he finds Radhanam so sweet and he wants to give something very special to the devotee uttering Radhanam. Then how come that such a sinful person, I am such a sinful person that I have not got prem still? It is because I have committed some aparad at the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. Definitely this is the only reason. So here Prabhudananda Saraswati Pad, he has written the word Namamrita Rasam. It means that a person has to take Sri Radha Nam without any offense. Niraparad means offenselessly. And that means that we will have to take Radha Nam with Ras. That is why Prabhudananda Saraswati Pad, he is writing Namamrita Ras. So a sinful person like me does not have Ras for Radha Nam. This is the problem. So O Radhe, when this is the glory of your holy name, then what about your manjaris who are your dasis? Who can touch their glory? Even Sri Krishna's associates cannot come near the glory of Manjari, what to speak of other entities. That is why Thakur Mahasaya has said, which means that glory be to Sri Radha Nam, and Vrindavan is the place, dham, for this holy name. But I am so unfortunate that my ears could not relish this Radha Nam, and Vidhi, which means that I am so much unlucky, fate has barred me from relishing this sweet name. I am really unfortunate because I am not able to relish Radha Nam. When Madhupati, he is thinking so much that whom to give, what to give to such a person, then definitely he will give prem to a devotee who is practicing in Manjari Bhav. What is the proof for this? Well, when Putanashi appeared in the form of mother and she applied poison on her breasts to feed baby Krishna, then Krishna, he gave her the position of his mother, Dhatrigati, which means he delivered her just like his own mother. So definitely then someone who is serving Radharani, who is so much dear to him, his most beloved, then definitely he will give us the topmost gift. There is no doubt about this. And what is the most priceless gift in his treasury? It is Radha Dasya. And so he decides to give us Radha Dasya. This is why the ones who are firmly determined to get Radha Dasya, we cannot sing their glories enough. But what if I don't have love for Radha Nam? I don't feel any rush for Radha Nam. What is the way out for that? Is there some way for me? Yes, definitely there is. Thakur Mashai has said. We will have to associate with Radharani's devotees and we have to hear this Rasa Katha, this Rasa Leela Prema Katha. So we will have to continuously keep on hearing this Rasa Katha and then only we will get Ghanashyam. But the one who is not interested in hearing such Rasa Katha, may I never, never hear his name. In this Mahaprabhu's age, the one who is not interested in Radharani's Katha, Thakur Mahashaya does not even want to hear his name. This is the word of Mahajan. So we will definitely have to follow in their footsteps. Radharani, she gave a vision to Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. But as the Spuran ended, she slowly disappeared. She faded from his vision. Then he immediately fell on the banks of Sri Radha Kund and started wailing. He lamented, "Ha Radhe, where are you? Oi Radhe, I have fallen in the ocean of sorrow. Please, for a moment, please appear before me and fill my eyes with bliss. I don't want to keep connection with anyone else other than you. Oho, let everyone come to know that I am the maidservant of your lotus feet. This is my only identity I want to reveal to the world. In external body also, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami showed the same bhav. If it was not so, then why would he throw away the plates brought from Sakhisthali?
অন্য জল ত্যাগ বাসনা তৈরি করলেন, নিয়ে এলেন মাঠ। আজ নক্ষপত্র দেখি বার্তা জিজ্ঞাসে উঠায়, এই নূতন পত্র তুমি আজ পাইলা কোন ঠায়? চারণে দেখিয়া উত্তম পত্র আনিলু যতনে, সতীশ্বরী নাম শুনি গোসাই তোদে পূর্ণ হইলা। পত্র সহ তোনাতে ফেলাইয়া দিলা। বলতেবাসী মনে করছেন হয়তো কোন অপরাধ।
There was a Brajavasi by the name of Das. He used to bring buttermilk for Das Goswami every day, because it had been a long time since Das Goswami had given up food and water, so that is grains and water. So he would drink only a sip of buttermilk, so a palmful of buttermilk. So this Das Brajavasi, he used to bring buttermilk for him. One day he went for cattle grazing to a place called Sakhisthali, and there he saw big palash leaves. Palash means flame of the forest. So he picked up those leaves and he made a beautiful cup out of those leaves, because he thought in his mind that Goswami takes only buttermilk and very little. So if I give him buttermilk in this big leaf cup, then he will take some more buttermilk. So in order to serve better, he brought the cup of palash leaf and he gave buttermilk to Das Goswami in that cup. Das Goswami, he asked him that, oh, such beautiful big leaves, from where did you pick them up? And Das Brajavasi replied, I went to Sakhisthali today and I brought them from Sakhisthali. As soon as Das Goswami heard this, he threw away the cup. And then after some, and Das Brajavasi thought, oh, I've committed some aparad. After some time, Das Goswami calmed down and he told him that Sakhisthali is Chandravali's place. Never ever go there again. If you go there again, I will not accept your seva. So this is the bhav, so much engrossment in his Manjari Swaroop. He's so much engrossed in his Siddha Swaroop that even in the external body, in Sadhak Deha, he is exhibiting the symptoms of his Manjari Swaroop. Once he suffered from indigestion. The one who drinks buttermilk every day can never ever suffer from indigestion. Vithalnath, who was Sri Vallabhacharya's son, loved him dearly. And then he brought one big doctor from Mathura to see, to treat Das Goswami. And in those days, as even now in India, we have doctors who can tell what is wrong with the patient just by feeling his pulse. So that doctor also, he could do the same. So he felt Raghunath Das Goswami's pulse and he said that he is suffering from indigestion because he has eaten something cooked in ghee. The sevaks, they laughed and they said that impossible, because he never tastes anything other than buttermilk. He doesn't know the taste of ghee. But the Kaviraj, that is the doctor, he lifted his hand, felt the pulse and said, no, no, he has definitely eaten some ghee. Then Das Goswami, he told the sevaks that don't argue with him, and then he told the doctor that it is true. I have tasted a very beautiful sweet dish made of ghee. Today morning, Ishwari, she had this bhog and then she offered the remnant, her Mahaprasad, to me and said, Tulasi, eat this. And I ate up the whole sweet. I did not leave anything of it. So this is the cause of indigestion. So we can imagine that what great gift Mahaprabhu has given us. But it is just my misfortune. I'm just unlucky. I'm not practicing this Manjari Bhav sadhana. And our Goswamis, they have written so much, they have written volumes about this Manjari Swarup. So, to deliver us, the Goswamis' words, they are so powerful that if we read them, then definitely we will be delivered and we will practice in Manjari Swarup. Our Goswami's words are much more powerful than even the word of the Vedic rishis. Why so? Because our rishis have not mentioned manjaris. It is only our Goswamis who have practiced and preached this Manjari Swarup Sadhana. Srila Rupa Goswami has written that when Shri Krishna leaves the Ras Sthali, that is the dance floor with Srimati Radharani, he cheats 300 crores of gopis and takes and disappears with Sri Radharani. And then he takes her to one very, very secluded kunja to love sport with her. And that time, only I will be there. No one else, no Sakhi also has got entry into that kunja. Sri Rupa Manjari is the one who is relishing that love sport. And when I see both of you in vilas, engaged in vilas, then my heart will swell with pride. I will think to myself that my Ishwari is so great, because when 300 crores of gopis have gathered for the dance, then how Shri Krishna has deceived them in order to be with my Swamini. How great she is. So in this way we find that the Manjari, she has got entry to those places where even Sakhis are denied entry. So much confidential is Radha Dasya, and it is the highest goal of life. Shripad is praying, O Radhe, please take Kripa on me, please give me Darshan and let me survive. While he is praying like this, he is seeing that there is a very nice, beautiful kunja on the banks of Radha Kund. And there, Sri Krishna, he is sitting. Tulasi Manjari takes Sri Radharani inside the kunja and seats her there. Kinkari, that is Manjari, as maidservant, she is serving both of them. Both are gazing at each other. They cannot take their eyes off each other. And there, Kinkari is placing Ishwari's hand in Shyam's hand. And then, when they start love sporting, Manjari, she comes out and she is seeing through the opening in the kunja. And Prabhudananda Saraswati Pad is saying that this is bliss. In Bhagavata Rajya, that is in the divine world, divine realm, there is a lot of happiness, many things of joy. But the pleasure of seeing the divine couple through the opening of the kunja, how much pleasure the Manjari gets if we total all the joy of the divine realm, then it is not even a millionth of the pleasure which the Manjari gets when she sees through the opening of the kunja and she relishes the beauty of the divine couple. The ones who have been fortunate to relish that rasananda, that blissful ras, through the opening in the kunja, they are writing that it is so much, so many times more than all divine pleasures. So the rishis, could they reach this wonderful message in the universe? No, they never gave us this message. That is why we said that it is very, very rare. This only our Goswamis have given us. Then the Manja Rishi goes in again and she finds that Ishwari is in Swadhin Bhartrika mood. What is the meaning of Swadhin Bhartrika? It means that when Ishwari is commanding Shyam Sundar, she is swa means that she is now in an independent mood and Shyam Sundar is totally in her control. She is ordering him that, "Shyam, you make my dress all right. You make my makeup all right, because just now the sakis will come. They will laugh at me if they see me in this condition." And Manjari loves to see Shyam Sundar when he is obeying Ishwari's command, because then her heart is filled with pride. Kavi Jayadev has described this Swadhin Bhartrika mood very nicely.
সিন্দুর দেয়াল শীতে পতনু যতন করি উরপর লেখি সেই মৃগমদ চিত্র পাতে ও মণি মঞ্জির চরণে পড়াও উরপর দেয়াল হাত সৎপুর তাম্বুল রাধার ভজনে ভরি দেয়াল আর কিছু দেওয়ার আছে একটা জিনিস কি তনু আপনা এই দেহটা চরণে লিখিত হব তা এখন চরণে যাব রচনা করছে কিন্তু যাব রচনা করছে রাজা রানী কি ভাবে আছে শ্লোক কি ভাবে আছে
Our Mahajan has translated this beautifully in the form of poem. When Rai commanded Shyam Sundar in this manner, then he combed her hair, he parted her hair and tied a very nice bun. Then he decorated the bun with beautiful flower garland. He put sindoor in the parting. And then he drew beautiful design with musk on her breast. He put various ornaments on her body. He arranged her dress. He placed necklace round her neck. And he placed camphor-scented betel, tambul, in her mouth. And is there anything else left to give her? Yes, there is. He then placed himself at her feet. And now he is about to put yavak, alaktak, alta, on her lotus feet. In what position are all of them when he is putting the yavak on her lotus feet? We find that Radharani, she is half lying, she is reclining on the bed. She is resting her arm on a nice soft pillow. Shyam Sundar is at her feet. So she is lying on a higher level and he is seated on a lower level on the floor. And Manjari is holding a bowl in her hand which contains Yavak. So she is at Srimati's left. She is sitting at Srimati's right side and she is facing Shyam Sundar. Shyam Sundar is facing Radharani. And she is holding a bowl of Alta. Shyam Sundar, she has given Shyam Sundar a very nice brush. He is dipping the brush in the bowl which she is extending with her hand towards him. My dear devotees, let us meditate on this picture nicely, because all these leelas, they are the source of our meditation. Shyam Sundar is dipping the brush in the bowl which is extended by Manjari, and then he is painting Swamini's lotus feet. Radharani cannot see Kinkari fully. She can only see her face partially and her neck. So this is how the position is. We must meditate like this. And Radharani, she cannot see because he is sitting at a lower position. So she cannot see Shyam's face and what he is. She can see Shyam's face, but she cannot see what he is doing. Now Shyam, he starts his seva. As is customary, he first paints her left foot. His eyes are overflowing with tears of love. He is gazing lovingly at the beautiful symbols such as barley, lotus, etc. And then after he finished painting her left foot, he moved on to her right foot. He really cannot control himself, his temptation. He is kissing her feet. He is placing her feet on his bosom. And the alta is getting transferred from her feet to his bosom. He is looking so beautiful. And when he is painting her right foot, then he is thinking that, oh, my seva, it is coming to an end. I'm not going to get these beautiful feet again. So he is writing his name below her feet. He is thinking that the Shastras are saying, the Bhajans are saying that I am non-different from my holy name. I cannot get her feet, but so let me write my name under her feet. So he is writing Krishna, 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 so that through my name I am going to remain in contact with her feet for a long time. And Manjari, she is laughing when she is seeing him do this, behave crazy like this. Now, when she is giggling, then Radharani cannot see her face, but she can see her neck partially, and she is saying, hey, why are you laughing? What has happened? And then Radharani, with her left foot, which Shyam has finished painting, and the paint is fresh, so with that left foot she is hitting Tulasi on the arms. And as soon as she is saying, hey, keep quiet, why are you laughing? And as soon as she hits her arms with her foot, then the symbols get transferred, get marked on Kinkari's arms. So now, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, he is calling this Alaktak, this Alta, as Ati Sulalita. Now, Alta as it is, it is Lalita. Lalita means beautiful. It is very beautiful. It is beautiful by itself. But now it is Sulalita, which means very beautiful. Why is the altar very beautiful? Because this altar is on Radharani's lotus feet. So this altar is very fortunate because it has got a place at Swamini's lotus feet. So it is Sulalita, very beautiful. But it is not only Sulalita, it is Ati Sulalita. Why? Ati Sulalita, Ati means very much. Why is it very, very much more beautiful? Because Shyam Sundar is putting this altar on Swamini's feet. This is not altar which the maidservant puts on your feet, but this altar your beloved has put on your feet. So that is why this altar is Ati Sulalita, very, very beautiful. And I will want to get stamped by your feet when your beloved puts this yavak on your feet. Why? Why do I want to be stamped by that altar only, which your Nagor or your beloved puts on your feet? Srila Prabhudananda Saraswati Pad gives the reply. We find that there are two people who are crazy about Radha Ras. One is Srila Raghunath Das Goswami and the other one is Srila Prabhudananda Saraswati Pad. No one is more mad in Radha Ras than these two people.